Little Hand says it's time to rock and roll.
Bring the noise.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Welcome to Earth.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
Bomb. James Bond.
Pop quiz, hot shot.
Your move, creep.
Get off my plane.
Get your ass on.
I feel mean.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Everything ActionCast for the week of March 19th, 2012. I'm your host, Zach, and this week we have Chris.
I'll set fire to the rain. Watch it pour as I touch your face.
Okay. Right. Joe?
Curse you, Tide. I've been moistened.
So, I think we got a great show as usual. We got a bunch of shows to talk about. We got a bunch of other news. Some show and tell stuff, so we want to get right into that. Actually, why don't we kick it off with something we all watched actually yesterday, but it's actually 2 days ago if you're listening to this on Thursday. 1989's classic, The Punisher, which the latest Everything Action commentary you can download right now. Heading over to www.everythingaction.com.
Yeah, so pause this and go there.
Yeah.
And then come right back.
Mm-hmm. So any thoughts about The Punisher that you guys didn't get a chance to talk about on the commentary or anything?
I learned a valuable lesson about the Orient. It was very, like, I guess very intolerable back then.
The Yakuza is, like, the ultimate crime. Because, like,
apparently
they killed all the other crime, like, families or whatever.
People. Yeah.
The Italian mob.
But it's just that, like, it seemed like they were the only Japanese thing in this city, and no one could figure out that, like, ninjas, like, this mega Japanese corporation.
Was it even a corporation? It was just, like, they met in, like, freaking,
I don't know what they did.
They met, like, pizza parlors and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, there was no consistency. It was just, like, they had their hands in everything.
Yeah.
Sort of. And then they had, like, a giant, like, mega tower.
They didn't really have, like, they didn't really have a plan of, like, I guess they were, like, they're stealing drugs, I guess, was, like, the main thing, but...
Yeah, they were taking over other people's mafia stuff. But the thing is, that's something that we had to assume as the viewer. Yeah. Like, that's something that isn't, like, explained by, like, a side character or just, like, the woman counting money. Yeah. You know, like, there's just no... We had to fill in the blank and be like, oh, I guess, you know, they're just taking over. And they sort of show that, but then it's like, these mafia guys just, like, they're always surprised and they get jumped by a bunch of ninjas. Yeah. Like, it's like, well... If you're attacking the Japanese Yakuza and they're constantly using, like, trickery, like, put two to two together.
Yeah.
I mean, the only surprise part they got was when Frank Castle actually shows up and, like, blows the shit out of their casino. Like, that was like, okay, that's something
like,
you can predict.
Literally no reason.
He wanted to leave a message.
Hey, guys, come on. He was trying to send a message.
Yeah.
Every day that you have the children, I'm gonna cost you money.
I don't know. He could have went and seen the children at that point, but he's like, some guy told him about the children, he's like, I'm gonna go blow this casino up first. Because I hate illegal gambling.
He hated fun.
And,
remember that?
And strange erotic dancing.
Yeah, there is nothing, like, that bad going on in that club. I was kind of upset.
Like, I understand there's just a pile of money, maybe some, like, sex trade. I feel like everyone's having a casual time. Nothing you won't see outside of, like, Vegas.
Yeah,
man.
The Punisher just jumps in. He's like, ah, fuck your machines. And they're all, like, outdated, like, slot machines he blows away.
You know, I made this point during the commentary, but I think it merits mention once more. Okay? He could have made just as strong of a point by simply cutting the power line to that place.
Yep.
Okay? And saved a lot of bullets, and everyone would have just been pissed off. It would have been like, hey, what the hell? And all their ice would have melted, their food would have gone bad, it would have been a whole fiasco. And then he could have just sort of shown up and been like, pretty inconvenient, isn't it? Every day that you have the children, I will inconvenience you.
he puts sugar in the truck gas tanks and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. So, I don't know what else you would do, but
Listen, man, I will say that I enjoy that movie, okay? As a fan of The Punisher and as a fan of Dolph Lundgren, and being as I saw that movie when I was like 2 or 3 years old, man, like I wasn't raised on like kids' tapes. I was raised on like Commando and Tim Burton's Batman and this, you know? Like, I remember.
I remember when USA used to play this, and it would just be like, oh, get ready for, like, action weekend. It would just be like, The Punisher.
Renting this on
like
VHS with my dad.
Action
yeah,
pack.
Yeah, absolutely. But, like, I remember, dude, I used to rent this VHS so much, I can tell you the previews that were on the VHS. I know that there's one I always used to have to fast forward through for Jacob's Ladder, because it used to scare the fuck out of me. Okay? Because there are little, like, those little gnome men or whatever, like, trying to kill that nerd. So, you know, this movie was a huge part of my childhood, and you know what? Watching it now, it sucks, but in some ways there are some redeeming qualities. Like, there aren't many redeeming qualities, but at least they kind of, like, I don't know, they gave Frank the chance to have one of his, like, crazy Vietnam flashback chain gun moments when he blows the casino to shit. I don't know why they made him, like, a stand-up comedian for 20 minutes of the movie, where he just has, like, all these, like, zingers.
Like, zingers knocked into his brain by, like, or maybe because he's in the funhouse and, like, he got fun knocked into his brain or something by ninjas.
Maybe.
I understand fun now.
Maybe, but after seeing the, alternate opening on YouTube, I get why they cut it. I get why they didn't go with the original opening, but by the same token, like, it makes him so much more sympathetic, if you can believe that. Like, they actually show him, like, spending time with his family and develop the relationship between him and, like, Louis Gossett Jr.
Yeah.
And, you know, it just seems like for the 10 minutes that it would have added on to the film, they probably could have kept most of it. You know, like, you actually see his family die, so you feel more, like, emotionally invested.
Is that just, like, flashes of it? It's like, why is Brendan Fraser right into that car bomb?
Yeah, oh my god, it's John Stamos. Like, it's really bizarre, you know?
Yeah.
Like, obviously we get it, you know, we're fans of The Punisher. And we've seen enough bad action movies to follow loosely developed plot points.
That's what I mean, our brain just fills in the gaps of just reason.
Yeah. I mean, this is basically like The Punisher. Like, if it just changed like the title and like the character's name, this would be just like every other generic like 80s.
No, it'll just be like every other Dolph Lundgren movie from 2001. Like, now.
Like
it was 80s revenge movie. Yeah.
Like, something of vengeance or something, or vengeance of something.
It could have been like vengeance.
Or it could have been just called Sewer Dweller, and it would just been the same
sewer
thing.
Vengeance?
Like, sewer vengeance. Like that's basically what happens to like half the movie.
The Vengeancer.
The pipe cleaner? I don't know. Something.
The dirty janitor with guns.
Sewer justice.
Yeah, man. That's what I'm saying.
Like, I'm gonna say at least a half an hour is just random clips of him, like the total amount of times you've seen him in the sewer, like, riding his motorcycle, mm-hmm. talk about, like, cutting power off, like, just, like, sharpening knives, getting naked.
Yelling at God.
Yelling at God? Yeah, he's in the sewer.
Come on, God. Answer me. Or have you already said, here is justice, here is punishment, here in me.
The funny part is, it's like, that's not an exaggeration. That's
no,
like,
it's really not, guys. Whoa. It's really not.
Thank you.
I've heard that enough times. Between seeing that movie and then having, like, worked out hundreds of times to Biohazard. That's like, I hear that in my dreams. Mm-hmm. That and Dolph Lundgren cauterizing a wound with a hot Bowie knife. That's what I see when I close my eyes.
Yeah, so definitely go download the commentary so you can spend an hour and a half with us as we try to figure out what's going on in The Punisher.
Invite us into your ears. Mm-hmm. Invite us into your heart.
And then we'll try doing more mainstream movie next time for commentary. So maybe something you've actually heard of.
Yay!
Something you can enjoy with the whole family.
Yeah.
Probably not, but...
Even Gam Gam.
I just doubt that.
Yeah, but, maybe not Gam Gam.
She's like a huge Steven Seagal fan or something.
Actually, you know what? I find that, like, elderly people will watch almost anything.
Yeah. There's bright colors and moving pictures and stuff.
Yeah, it's like, oh, this is on television. This must be good. Or, like, look, this handsome young man is going to beat up that Latino. Like,
That's how CBS is the number one network in the country.
Oh, yeah, man, because it's probably the first channel that's on when they turn on their TVs.
Well, they're watching, like...
It's like, oh, I didn't know I had other channels.
Like, whoever's the anchor now for CBS News, they're just, like, watch that, and they're like, oh, CSI's on? Okay.
Yeah. Is that my son? It is my son.
Jag?
Jag. Oh, boy.
So, Chris, what else are you watching besides The Punisher?
Not much, really. I just caught up on, like, one or two episodes of Mad Men.
Get ready for season 5, big 2-hour premiere on Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, every time we talk about it, you always, like, spoil one or two things. I'm just like, shit.
Whoa. That's my fault for, like... Sunday?
Yeah, it's coming Sunday. The Walking Dead's done, so...
Big titties. I totally forgot about that.
Speaking of AMC Returns.
See, this is why I listen to the Everything Action podcast, because they remind me of cool shit.
It's been, like, it's been 18 months.
God damn it.
So I'm watching it right like at the tail end, you know, getting ready for it. Good timing for my part.
Yeah, really, man.
And
that's about it.
Okay.
Yep. Wow. Okay. Well, Joe? I guess I'll bring up my notes. This week I actually have watched a few things other than, you know, The Punisher, which we kind of suffered through together. I will move from the obscure to the less obscure. Starting off, I watched the documentary Superheroes on HBO. It was sad and then hilarious and then really sad and then kind of funny, but then mostly sad. Let me preface this by saying that nobody wants for like superheroes to exist, probably more than the three of us. You know, mm-hmm. like, it would just be awesome. The problem is, they don't. And they shouldn't. And the people that were, I guess, highlighted, if you want to call it that, in this documentary, like, it was just so depressing. Like, there's this guy in Orlando by the name of Master Legend, who is basically... Well, he's this older Southern gentleman who basically wears like a silver, like graduation robe and a World War II helmet and like a mask. And like, he means well because he just like hangs out around the city and like helps people, like prays for homeless people and like takes pictures with tourists. But like, he's also a problem drinker. Like,
mm-hmm. Hey, every hero needs a problem.
Yeah, but, like, he doesn't actually do anything heroic, you know? He just sort of, like, walks around, and then he's like, I'm going to get a beer. Or, like, I'm going to go to my van and get a beer. I'm going to go home and get a beer. And he's just, like, destroying Natty Light.
You know, there's, like, people getting, like, carjacked and, like, places getting robbed behind him.
Yeah, it's kind of, like, that part was kind of depressing. And then, like, he had a really fucked up childhood that he describes, too. He's like, yeah, and this is why I'm a hero. And I'm like... Oh, man, like, every person is a case study, and, like, I guess that's why they highlighted the people that they highlighted. But, oh, man, like, I can't even really do it justice by describing it. Like, there's a group of a few people called, like, I think Disease or something, or, like,
Sexy.
The fucking, like, douches or something. Like, they're basically a bunch of hipsters that emigrated to Brooklyn. And now they live in Brooklyn, and they allegedly fight crime. And fighting crime consists of, like, patrolling at night on a longboard like, Bushwick, where my dad works. And, like, all they do is, like, get a drunk driver to give him his keys. So they, like, keep him from driving, which I guess is kind of heroic, but, like... It's funny because they have this girl go out, and she's really not attractive, but they try to, like, dress her like a skank.
Oh, God.
But, like, a hipster skank. So she's just, like, a plain-looking girl wearing a kind of, like, short dress.
But, wait, like... They're trying to make a honeypot scam?
Basically, dude. They're trying to, like, get people to just, like, try to, like, rape her. And then they're going to come and, like, call the cops. Because the thing is, like, they don't kick the shit out of anyone.
Because then they get, like, charged with assault or something.
Well, in this case, it would be, oh, God, what, it's like the Good Samaritan law or whatever. Well, yes, essentially it is entrapment, and I'll get to that. But, like, what they do is they show them getting set up, and she walks around, and, like, nothing happens. And, like, good, like, I'm glad nobody tried to rape this girl. But at the same time, it's like, you ever hear the saying, you catch more, like, bees with honey?
That's why it's a honeypot scam, but
I think they could have paid, like, an actual hooker and just tried to, you know.
Was it, like, even, was it, like, a girlfriend or something? Or was it a,
no, it's
like,
some
someone
lives with them, and then there's, like, this weird, like, skinny gay dude who, like, doesn't actually do anything. And, like, they show him fighting the girl on this roof, and, like, they're kind of, like, slapboxing with each other. Like, they're clearly two people who have never been in a physical confrontation, and, like, they're just hitting a bag, and they're not even really doing it very well. And I'm like, man, you're going to get murdered. Like, it was just depressing. Mm-hmm. So check it out. I don't know if it's on HBO On Demand anymore, but, I mean, you can get it through fine video retailers anywhere. But, yeah, I mean, it was interesting, if nothing else. I saw another documentary as well, one that's a little more mainstream. I saw Religious, the Bill Maher quasi-documentary about religion. And I say quasi-documentary because basically you could have just given him a video camera and a thing of lube and put it on a tripod and filmed him jerk himself off for about 89 minutes. Because that's what this documentary is. Like, Bill Maher is not relevant. 9 out of 10 people probably don't know any movies that he's been in or anything that he's done.
I could. He was in Tomcats.
Yes, he was. That's true. That's true.
That's my one. That's my 2 cents. Mm-hmm.
I don't count you guys as being part of
the herd.
As part of the herd. And most of our listeners will probably be able to, you know something that he was in. But anyway, it's just every chance he gets, like, he tries to turn it into one of his, like, failed stand-up comedy routines where he's, like, pointing out something that's like, ha ha, that's socially incongruent. Or like, ha ha, the South. Or ha ha, the right. Like, it's just really fucking terrible. It doesn't teach anything about religion. I mean, it makes outrageous. Okay, one of my least favorite things about it is that it's so hypocritical. I honestly have no idea how anybody watched it and didn't tell him that it was going to make him look ridiculous. Like, he makes outrageous claims about religion. Like, he says that it needs to end in order for mankind to be able to continue. But nobody else supports his views, and he hypocritically is condemning religion as an absolute lie in the same way that he believes the fact that there is no point to religion to be an absolute truth. So basically, this movie doesn't need to be made. Like, you could just come out and say, nobody knows, you know? But he's saying that there absolutely is no point to religion, and he's mocking people that say that there absolutely is a point to it. So it's kind of stupid in that sense and doesn't need to be 89 minutes. Like, in the first 30 seconds, you could have come out and said that, and that would have been the end of it. And yeah, I mean, he just keeps going back to, like, when I was a stand-up comedian and, like, footage of him in the 80s, and, like, he doesn't even really debate religious, like, scholars. Like, he debates scientists who happen to believe in God, but he doesn't really, like, talk to theologians or anything like that. So yeah, it's really cool when you look smarter than the guy who plays Jesus at, like, Religion Land in Florida, which is, like, the weird, like, Christian Disney World. Yeah. Like, it's kind of weird and kind of funny to see that, but at the same time, like, do you really expect the guy who plays Jesus to be able to, like, give you an impromptu, like, fucking dissertation on, like, the meaning of life and existence of a God? Like, I don't know. It's sort of like watching The Ringer, you know, where he's like, you know what? I'm going to enter into the Special Olympics and just try to kick the shit out of everybody. Well, that's what Bill Maher tried to do with this movie, and he just kind of came off looking like a dickhole. So fuck Bill Maher. And fuck that movie, because it was a terrible waste of time. Moving on, I also saw Tower Heist.
Yeah!
Oh, follow-up to Religious.
Yeah, basically, well, after Religious, like, I had to see something that was kind of, like, not going to take itself seriously. So, one more thing about Religious, if you look at the cover for it, no, I'm serious, if you look at the tagline for it, the big claim to fame isn't starring Bill Maher, it's from Larry Charles, the director of Borat.
Mm-hmm.
So there wasn't much going for it, and I think the studio recognized that. They're like, hey, did you enjoy Borat? That's fine. This is a movie, too. So Tower Heist was I thought it was a charming little movie. Okay, it definitely was not up there with Zoolander, nor was it Beverly Hills Cop, nor was it Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Nor was it Precious.
Or like Oceans. Okay. Or...
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But in a way, it kind of like makes fun of those heist movies, which is nice. You know, like it doesn't take itself too seriously and it's not trying to like overtly be a parody, but it makes fun of a lot of like little things that take place, like a lot of the nuances of those movies. You know, I could see it being a kind of like family movie, not like family movie, like 101 Dalmatians family movie, but you know, for someone with, like, preteens or, like, younger teenagers or something, like, it's not a bad family-ish movie. It was good for some laughs, too. I mean, I thought Eddie Murphy was pretty great in it, and it's nice to see Eddie Murphy in a live-action movie making me laugh again. Ben Stiller plays his part well. He's usually pretty solid in comedies like this. Like, even if you look at, like, Night at the Museum, like, you know, say what you will about it, but I still think he wears that, you know, family comedy hat pretty well. And overall, I would recommend it. It seems like one of those movies that'll definitely be on HBO every now and then for a while, so...
I think it's going to be like a TBS, like, every Saturday afternoon.
Absolutely, absolutely, but that's like a few or years from now.
Or something.
Yeah, yeah, it'll definitely... It's definitely headed to cable, we could tell you.
They're going to do, like, a duplex Tower Heist double feature or something.
Exactly. USA. Back to back to back. That and the Heartbreak Kid.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, yeah, that's basically what I watched this week.
Oh, just true story about Tower Heist quick. Some lady was coming out of it at the movie theater that I work at, and she was like, man, that movie deserves an Academy Award. That was the best picture I've ever seen this year.
Ah.
And I just shook my head.
Wow.
I'm seriously thinking about making like a Twitter account. It's like shit heard at the movie theater or something, or overheard at the movie theater.
That would be
awesome. There's a lot of crazy stuff that happens.
That'd be great. I would follow the shit out of that.
Like people coming in like a year later and saying like, "You guys be playing Fast Five anytime soon?" It's like,
I don't have a time machine. Yeah.
Well, no, it's like someone just walks in and is like, you guys playing Fast Five? It's like, I think it's on DVD like 3 months ago. It's like, oh, okay. Just walks out.
Thank you, strange sir.
Anyway, so it's probably what I've been watching.
What have you been watching? Nice.
I watched the season finale of Walking Dead, which I won't get into because that's pretty soon, so I don't know spoilers or anything. But
spoiler, there's zombies.
Yeah. It definitely, like, if you thought, like, the season was missing zombie action, like, the first 20 minutes of the episode is, like, straight up zombie, like, assault action. Actually, the beginning's pretty, like, the beginning episode's pretty awesome, because, like, it shows, like, how this, like, giant herd got formed. So you see, like, zombies in, like, Atlanta, and they meet up with more zombies, and, they get distracted by, like, a helicopter, so they, like, follow the helicopter noise, and they, like, start walking through the forest and everything. And then they introduced a couple things people have been asking for like since the show started. So it's gonna make season 3, I think, pretty awesome. like some stuff in the comics that people have been like, when's this gonna happen?
I was asking that, so you know, mm-hmm. it's good that they're actually addressing it.
Yeah, season 3 sounds like it's gonna be pretty awesome. And then and the second half of this season has been awesome as well. They've had like there's been like at least like one awesome zombie action sequence every episode. And it definitely like picked up from like the beginning where like the first like 6 episodes of the season where it's like, where's Sophia? We're in the woods looking for Sophia. She's still missing. So, yeah, definitely Walking Dead. Check it out if you haven't seen it yet. It's awesome. I also watched The Rock, because it's on Spike on Saturday. So, that's like a black hole of, like, must watch The Rock whenever it's on. It's like that and, like, Braveheart and Gladiator and a couple other movies. Forrest Gump. It's just, like, a black hole. Yeah, like, you have to watch it whenever it's on.
It's... Is that Michael Bay?
Yeah. It's Michael Bay's crying achievement.
Just if he kept it just like this, and I don't know why he decided to change the formula of his movie.
Just like start like trying to be funny and like
yeah.
blow everything up like 2.5 hours. Even though The Rock is like 2 hours long, I think, at least.
But there's arcs to it and they're enjoyable. I mean, he tried to do that formula for like everything, yeah. and he kept tweaking like, it, and it's
Bad
like,
Boys
okay, 2, fuck it, let's.
It's like 2.5 hours long. Transformers: Dark of the Moon, it's like 3 hours long.
3 hours long, and there's like 5 different movies. The main focus of The Rock was getting to The Rock, and then killing people on The Rock and getting sort of off The Rock.
Yeah,
that's pretty simple. But like Bad Boys 2, there's like all these weird like. Fights that happen.
The movie ends, and it's like, oh, gotta go to Cuba.
I forgot they go to Cuba.
Like, they do, like, the huge, like, it would be, like, normally it would be, like, the huge, like, final action sequence was the car chase. And, like, yeah, we got the drugs, man, we stopped them. And it's like, nope, your sister got kidnapped, so we're off to Cuba.
Shit got real.
Yeah, shit got real. And, like, the thing about The Rock, too, is, like, even when it's, like, off in, like, some tangent, like, when they're, like, doing, like, the completely unnecessary car chase in San Francisco. Like, at least it's, like, an awesome, like, action sequence and not, like, a horrible comedy sequence, like, in, like, Transformers. Like, the entire first hour of Transformers, Dark of the Moon, where it's just, like, comedy! Charles Webb's trying to get a job!
Oh, God.
Things that Transformers aren't doing.
There's no Transformers.
I opted out of that.
We should do a commentary on that and make you watch it, Joe.
No! As my friend Chris stepped in and was like, no, don't do it to him.
So, The Rock. Also watched Scott Pilgrim again. I felt like it. It was boring.
Solid
like,
movie.
Yeah, it's awesome. Probably one of the best soundtracks of recent years. And just crazy action. Like, I love all the video game references. And, like, you notice, like, little things every time you watch it. Just, like, little, like, references and stuff.
Amen to that.
I'm still trying to decide like what my favorite evil ex is. I think it's like either Chris Evans or Brandon Routh. I love Brandon Routh just because like the end where he like gets like killed by the vegan police and it's Tom Jane and Clinton Collins.
Yeah.
They do like yeah, the awesome. Ridiculous like high five at the end. Like, yeah, we got his powers. Woo! And they drive off in like their smart car.
Yeah, that was cool. Mm-hmm.
And Chris Evans just because like all of his ridiculous like action movies that he does, like was Cold Call or something.
Yeah.
It's like you're gonna hear 2 clicks, me hanging up the phone and me pulling the trigger.
Yeah.
So then yeah, I watched that and then probably the main thing I want to talk about for my show tale is I watched Steel Justice on Netflix.
Oh boy.
Have you guys heard this?
Dude, I have passed over that movie like 60 times. Like, nope, not drunk enough.
You should definitely watch it.
Oh, man. Really?
So, Steel Justice is an 80s ridiculous action, cheesy action movie starring Martin Cove, aka...
Who I always think is Dolph Lundgren every time I look at that cover.
It definitely looks like a Dolph Lundgren cover.
I'm just saying.
But he is actually the Cobra Kai sensei. I can't remember.
Oh, that dude.
Yeah, I can't remember his name from... It's like John something in Cobra Kai. I can't remember his name, his character name, but it's just Cobra Kai Sensei.
Cobra Kai Sunday. Mm-hmm.
So he stars as John Steele, who is a Vietnam vet slash ex-cop slash drunk alcoholic guy, who, when he was in Vietnam, he had a partner named Lee, and they were, like, it's like the literally the last 5 minutes of the Vietnam War, they're, like, set on this mission to, like, clear out this fox, like, this, like, tunnel. And they find, like, this, like, $20 million worth of gold in it. And then they get betrayed by, like, their North Vietnamese, or, like, their South Vietnamese, like, ally, or, like the ally general is, like, helping them run the operation. So John Steele thinks he killed him, like, throwing a knife into him. And, like, they, like, drive up and leave him at the, like, leave him with the gold at, like, the shore. But, like, he survives and he comes back and he's, like, he forms, like, this evil crime organization called the Black Tigers. And they're basically running, like, I think they're in, like, San Francisco or something. But they're, like, basically running, like, the crime in San Francisco. So Lee is a policeman and then, like, Steele was a policeman. But then he, like, got drunk and, like, he got fired or something.
Well, when you're drunk with a gun, it's just the normal protocol, I guess.
Yeah, so like, Lee is, like, getting too close to the Black Tigers, apparently, so they, like, murder him and his entire family. So Steele is, like, he's, like, basically going out for revenge now. And his, like, old captain is, like, sort of, like, supportive of it, but he's, like, not officially, like, supporting him going off and, like, killing all these people, but, like, it would make his job easier. So he's just, like, he arrests him at first, but he, like, lets him out of jail and, like, lets him, like, go off and, like, start killing people. He has, like, the tagline of the movie, which is, he's not being released, he's being unleashed.
What year was this made?
Oh, boy.
It's, like, 1987 or 86 or something.
Yeah, it's 87.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
So it's just, like, Marco just, like, going around just, like, murdering, like getting into fights with these Black Tiger guys and, like, trying to, like, work his way up to, like, the evil boss guy. And, like, every fight, like, it's weird because, like, every fight he gets, like, a fist fight, he, like, gets his ass kicked. And this, like, somehow barely, like, managed to, like, win the fight. But then, like, he, like...
Oh, it's the Rocky method. You just get pounded, and then you win somehow at the end.
It's funny you should mention that, Chris, because they're, like, right in the middle of the movie, but, like, right before he gets to, like, the final, like, showdown, there is a ridiculous montage song where he's, like, training, like, running on the beach and stuff. And it sounds like a rejected, like either Rocky IV or like some, like if Rambo had like a training montage for some reason.
Oh god.
Like if like Rambo was like in the woods like doing pull-ups on trees and like doing like deadlifting rocks and stuff, like this like 80s training montage.
Ah, oh, but see like 80s training montage is usually for like an athlete. That's fine. But not for like the hero, cuz it's like it's supposed to be he's like good to go right out of the box, mm-hmm. you know? Like he's constantly fit and like prone to like kick ass, but like you can see why this movie like didn't become a classic or like I've never seen this movie before on TV. This is like the first time I'm hearing it. You know, it's just like it lost in the obscurity of the 80s.
Mm-hmm. Actually,
oh man,
I'm gonna try to like play a little bit of the song for you guys.
Well, see, it broke the golden rule. Like, if you're gonna have a main hero that isn't like a boxer and he loses fights or like gets his ass kicked, like that's not a good movie.
I don't know how good this is going to sound, but we'll tie it out quick.
Oh man.
I love some surprise. Just like a Mac in the jungle, where only the strong can survive. They'll try to break the will of the man, but the law's in my hand, and Fight fire with fire.
Yes. By the band Hot Pursuit.
I want that song played at my wedding.
It is amazing. Like, I jumped out of my seat when that started playing. I was like, yes! And it's, not,
it's just an instinct we have about songs like that.
There's also, like, other ridiculous... There's, like... Well, they, like, mention every song in the opening credits. It's like, it's the... blah, 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 band featuring their hit songs. It's like this, like, weird, like, roadhouse country band playing, like, 70s country songs in this bar where Steele gets into a fist fight. And then, like, there's a horrible, like, 80s I don't know, Cyndi Lauper wannabe ripoff sort of act with, like, Duran Duran backup dancers, and, like, they get into a shootout, like, during the music video shoot. Like, John, like, Steel and the Black Tigers get, like, a shootout. Like, this hotel slash plaza where they're filming this music video.
Oh, that, man, that's just unfortunate timing. That's awesome.
Oh, his ex-wife is also a director of music videos.
The army has a drunk cow. Why does he sound like John McClane?
He's like a mix of, like, Rambo and John McClane. Oh, he also has a pet, like, a poisonous pet snake named Three-Step that he wears around his neck like a scarf.
Wow. Like, does he wear that most times, or is that this is like, oh, at home, I guess I'll wear my snake?
He wears it the entire time he's in Vietnam, and he wears it just, like, casually out, like, driving around, and then, like, for the final showdown, like, he, like, sees that actually finally comes into play.
So he's, like, a plot device?
Yeah. Well, not, like, no, it's just, like, a weird, like, hipster fashion thing to, like, the end of the movie where it finally comes into, like, he's actually useful. So, yeah.
Oh, the 80s.
Yeah.
You've made things like Steel Justice and The Punisher. How did we not live the 90s just, like, in explosions and, like, tough guy wearing leather jackets and, like, getting to bar fights?
I don't know. And then having, like, awesomely bad montage songs playing.
How's that not our life? Like, how's that not the next step in the evolution of people getting in trouble and stuff?
I don't know.
Like, when's the last time you heard a news report about, like, bar fight?
No, it's all, like, it's all depressing. It's, like, school shootings and stuff now.
I know. I'm saying, like, I think we would lived a better world in, like, the 80s view of just, like, bar fights with the local, like, news. And, like, mm-hmm. Oh, man, who will stop these muscular men throwing bar stools at each other?
And, like, reporters, like, on the scene, like, people are, like, yelling at the camera behind them. Like,
yeah.
Woo!
I remember that was, like, such a cliche scene, but it's, like, oh, that's something I grew up with. It's, like, even in The Punisher, that's what happened. Like, they interview, like, all these, like, reporters chase after the mafia guy,
mm-hmm.
You know, and try to get, like, a quote and shit.
Yeah, so Steel Justice, definitely check it out if you're a fan of cheesy, awesome 80s movies, action movies. Have a few beers, check it out.
Mm.
And maybe I'll write up, because I'm trying to think of an article for, like, cheesy 80s, like, I don't know, like, reviews or something, or recaps of them. So maybe keep an eye on the site for something like that. So, let me get into news, because there's a whole bunch of it from last week and earlier this week. And there are actually a ton of trailers coming out, because I think a bunch of them are going to be getting in front of Hunger Games or something. But, so, for, like, and also, it's also, like, we're only, like, a month away from, like, Summer Blockbuster Season 2, so they're starting to come out. So, first up, we actually got our first look at the upcoming Tim Burton, Johnny Depp collaboration. I think it's, like, the 100th one or something. But Dark Shadows. You guys check out this trailer?
Yep.
I saw the stills from the trailer, but not the trailer itself.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man.
What do you think, Chris?
Watch the trailer. You gotta watch the trailer to get, like... Because that's what I thought. The stills would just be this weird movie, but then... It's got, like, a funny tone to
it. Yes, it kind of, I don't know, Beetlejuicy, Adam's Family, kind of.
Yeah, yeah. It definitely is, like, because he's out of his element.
Shallow Water, yeah.
Johnny Depp's characters. And just, like, everything going around is, like, situationally funny by default.
It's, like, well, it's, like, the 70s, and it's, like, he's, like, from the 1800s, so it's, like, the 70s are funny, and then it's, like, he doesn't understand what's going on in the 70s, so it's, like, doubly funny, I guess.
Right. And the fact that it's, like, It's like, you gotta think that it's a telling of a 70s movie in the 2000s about the 70s era and then an 18th century vampire. So it's just like three layers of just like comedy gold.
Yeah,
this is retro, and this is retro. Mm-hmm.
Based on obscure 60s soap opera.
Hmm.
So, it's kind of funny, because I think the cast is really going to carry mm-hmm. it more than just, like, the story. Because the story is, like, pretty simple.
Yeah.
But the fact that Johnny Depp is Like, when's the last time you saw a Johnny Depp movie that was terrible?
2 years ago, Alice in Wonderland.
Yep.
Okay, well, some people loved it. I don't
know. The last 3 or 4 Tim Burton movies.
Hey, I like Sweeney Todd.
Yeah, Sweeney Todd was good. I'm just thinking, like, the...
Like, for a musical, like, it could have been worse.
Charlie and Chuck Factory and, like, Alice in Wonderland and...
Oh, okay.
The adaptations.
Well, no, wait. I kind of think he did Pirates of the Caribbean after Charlie and Chocolate Factory. So it's like his redeeming, like, back on top. Johnny's doing good.
Well, it's like just like his second character now. Like, he's like either weird Tim Burton character or like drunk Jack Sparrow.
That's true.
Like weird British drunk Jack Sparrow or like heavily make-upped weird person. But yeah, I guess like also like Jackie Earle Haley's in it, and like Michelle Pfeiffer and
Helen Barkar.
Yeah, well, of course. Eva Green.
Oh my God, Eva Green's character in this thing.
It's like
she plays her. She rubs her ass in a piano. It's just mm-hmm. like yeah. That part is pretty funny.
I don't like she cursed him, but then she like wants him in the '70s now.
Well, she's a witch, and if you ever scorn a woman, like, you know, she'll hate you forever. So she just, like, tricks him, gets him in trouble, and then waits, like, 200 years later to, like, try again. Which is about the same time it takes for a woman to get over you and then try
but
again.
You're just like, love me or I'll destroy your family.
Destroy your new family. Yeah. Again, it's just what they do.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, watch the original series. It's on Netflix.
Okay.
Yeah, man. I'm telling you.
But it's not funny. It's like very... Isn't it trying to be like kind of serious?
No, it's a melodrama, yeah, dude, and that's what makes it funny. Yeah.
They should do like a Mad Men like tie-in.
That'd be kind of cool.
Like, we got advertised in Dark Shadows. Oh, so they don't have Kinsey anymore, so they can't like... Because he always like loved Twilight Zone and stuff.
See, you're ruining stuff, man. You're ruining stuff.
He was gone in, like, season 3.
Yeah,
you
man.
You never know. I might pop back up and just be like, hey, I'm here.
Like Ken?
I don't think that'll happen. Ken Cosgrove, oh God.
Yeah, do you remember when Cosgrove wrote a poem or something? And then, what's his face, got angry?
Pete?
Yeah, he's like, I can write.
That stupid story about, like, the Boy Scouts or something.
Again, just like the weird tangent episodes of the Mad Men, that just like, this is not going to be important from now, is it? And it's just nope.
It's like,
no payoff.
If you like read like the plot descriptions of a Mad Men episode, that happens in like the first 5 minutes of the episode, and it's like, it just keeps going and going and like building. Like, the plot description is like, has nothing to do with like what happens at the end of the episode, because like, it keeps going on like crazy tangents and stuff, and it builds up.
It's true.
So Dark Shadows out in June, I think. So one of the big summer blockbusters, hopefully. Also out in the summer, we have Snow White and the Huntsman, the Snow White movie that actually matters.
It is the Armageddon to, like, Snow White's Deep Impact?
Mirror Mirror's Deep Impact.
Mirror Mirror's.
Or, like, Mirror Mirror's Dante's Peak. So they showed, like, a lot more of, like, the crazy Lord of the Rings fantasy creature warfare that's going on in this movie. More like Charlize Theron just, like, sucking people's souls out and stuff.
Well, when you make Aeon Flux, mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I go from the top.
Then she, like, wants to, like, wants to eat Snow White's heart to become the ultimate beautiful person or something.
That's what I did.
I think... Fuck Revlon. Fuck, like, cosmetics companies. Mm-hmm. Like, original human, like, consumption. That's the way I say it.
Yeah, you bathe in blood, like, virgin blood and, like, eat hearts.
New in Cosmo.
Like, the only thing that's keeping me from, like, being on board with this movie, like, more, is Kristen Stewart, because she is the literal worst.
I like how they're trying to portray her as an action star.
Yeah. You guys see Twilight? She was fighting vampires and stuff, right?
Not really.
She's like standing there, like slack jaw, just like staring at things. What?
And they gave her a sword and armor.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I do like how it's a weird reimaging of Snow White, where she's not like an innocent brunette.
Yeah.
Now she's actually like a quasi...
like Joan of Arc or something.
Yeah, like I was like, Joan of Arc didn't last too long, and that was, you know, whatever her name is.
Mm-hmm. And hopefully Chris Hemsworth really was like, cancel out some of Kristen Stewart's awfulness.
I just want him to like hit her with a hammer.
Yeah. Turn to Thor.
Hammer! Cool. Yeah. It's gonna suck for his career, because like all I'm gonna remember him is as Thor, unless he becomes something else.
He's got like three movies coming out in like three months. It's like Cabin in the Woods, Thor, like Avengers, and then this Snow White and the Huntsman.
So he's Thor in the Woods,
medieval Thor.
Like regular people, yeah, or he's medieval Thor. Or no, actually, he's just Thor, because again, it's like he kind of looked like a medieval character in Thor already.
Yeah.
Or you know, people really should remember him as Kirk's dad in that 1 5-minute clip that he was in Star Trek.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
they
I don't know.
Blew up. So, I don't know if I check it out. I mean, it looks like it could have some good fantasy action, I guess. So, like, some crazy battles. Which, I mean, the first thing you think about with Snow White is, like, crazy battles, right? Dead silence. That's what I was looking for.
Depending on which version you watched, I guess. I mean,
like the original Grimm or something.
The Grimm, and you know, then there's the, you know, the porno versions.
I don't think there was. I don't think there was giant battles in any of them. But so anyway, then probably one of the biggest movies this coming summer. Also got a full trailer, Prometheus.
The
pseudo prequel to Alien. Directed by Ridley Scott. I think it looks awesome.
It's Alien.
Yeah, it's basically like, well, I mean, there's like so much Alien. They find like a room full of quote-unquote eggs, or whatever they are, capsules.
Yeah, it's the Alien. I don't give a fuck what he says.
I still think like they're going to like cause the xenomorphs to be formed or something.
Like, probably.
From what I remember the mythos of Aliens, I remember, like, way back, I actually did, like, a one night, like, oh, I'm just gonna stay online and, like, get lost in the internet. It's like, the xenomorphs have to bind with your DNA for them to get their, like, physical shapes.
Yeah, whatever creature they, face hug, they, like, get their characteristics, which is, like, that's why that was, like, the dog one in, 3.
Or the stupid, like, Sigourney Weaver one.
Well, that one was just like stupid because I was like, it's it's part alien, part human DNA combined as a weird hybrid thing.
Albino.
Yeah.
Alien.
The alien baby, like the clone Sigourney Weaver.
Did you see like the Cracks article about like what the original model of that thing looked like?
Yeah, the dog.
No. The for Alien Resurrection, it like the giant human alien hybrid.
Right,
it had
like a vagina and a dick on it or something. It was like,
yeah, it had the most grotesque image of a vagina and a dick on an alien. And like the director, who's like French, he was like, this is way too much even for like me. And then he just like edited it out. He digitally edited the like crotch area of the alien because he was like, this is too over the top.
I wanted to revisit both the male and the female genitalia.
Yeah, it's something like his quote was like that, but then when he saw like the post-production work, he was like, what have I done?
He built a freaking like suit with it on it. It was like a practical suit. He was staring at it
Months. Yeah, can you imagine being like the guy in the suit? Just like, fuck, what have I done in life where I need to wear this giant fake vagina dick on my crotch?
Yeah.
I mean, like, Van Damme was the original Predator in Predator. Okay? Back, I think, before they even called it Predator. Joe, am I right?
Yeah, you know, he was in the beaver suit.
Yeah, it was like
it looked like a giant beaver. It was really bizarre.
And, like, you know, that's Van Damme in a suit, and he was, like, an up-and-coming actor. But, like, no one knows who that guy was, who was the giant hybrid alien, you know? Like, Van Damme built a career. Mm-hmm. This dude was like, would always remember, like, his first mistake was, like, putting on this damn suit with a dick and a vagina fused together.
Fighting some, like, Teamster or something.
It's like, oh, God. Just gotta not be an actor or anything after this. My career is ruined.
So, anyway, Prometheus, I don't know, like, they kind of explain a little bit more, like, the plot is. Like, they, like, find a bunch of, like, hieroglyphics and, like, different runes and stuff on Earth that, like, points them toward this planet they're going to go explore. But then when they get there, things aren't what they seem.
I know, it's the greatest Luther episode ever.
What episode?
It's the greatest Luther episode ever. Idris is in it.
Yeah, Idris Elba and Numeri Paz and Michael Fassbender and Charlize Theron.
Yeah, it's the weirdest, like, did these people get, it's not like a kidnap scenario, it's just kind of like, do they all know that these all, like, all of them are going to be on the same, like, billing? You know, these are high-profile actors, and they're just, like, they all signed up. Mm-hmm.
What's really,
they didn't even bitch.
What's really Scott and, like, returning to sci-fi, like, probably one of the greatest sci-fi directors of all time, so.
Which Scott did,
Alien?
Did Robin Hood.
Well, yeah, he did. Because okay. He started out with sci-fi. He did, like, Alien and Blade Runner and a bunch of other ones. And then, like, he turned into, like, this weird, like, he had like, weird historical epic era where he's doing, like, Gladiator and Kingdom of Heaven and Robin Hood. They did, like, weird, like, political, historical things, like American Gangster and Body of Lies.
He is a hard
Black Hawk, Black Hawk Down.
Wait, I thought that was Tony Scott.
No, that was Ridley. Tony Scott did, like, Man on Fire and Top Gun and Crimson Tide and... Really, pretty much like any Denzel movie from like the last 5 years.
Okay.
But yeah, so I think Prometheus is out in June too. So yeah, we've been saying it for like months, but yeah, the summer is going to be one of the craziest summers ever. And and then one more from this coming summer, Abe Lincoln Vampire Hunter. A full trailer for that one, too.
America.
Still looks badass. Still looks crazy. I don't know, just looks crazy. Abe Lincoln Matrix fighting with a hatchet. Blowing up trains. I don't know what...
It's pretty good. It's just that, like, people first thought it would be, like, a joke,
mm-hmm.
and then it's, like, getting popular because, you know, it just seems like an awesome idea. I don't know. It's because, like, it's so, like, the past 2 years, vampire movies have just been, like, weirdly depressing and political,
mm-hmm.
or just shit when it comes to Twilight. And then you get this movie that it's not going to take itself serious, but it's going to look like a serious movie.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like, oh, like a fan-made thing, or even like Chronicle budget. It's like something that's just like a lot of time has been put into this to like make all these effects look nice.
Mm-hmm.
So hope it does well. I really hope.
I hope it does well and it causes like a bunch of like copycats, like George Washington Zombie Killer or something,
or
Teddy Roosevelt.
I forgot something.
Teddy Roosevelt
like Yeti Hunter.
Yeah, exactly. Or, like, Tesla Time Traveler or something. Time Raider. Man.
Why has there not been a Nikola Tesla movie?
Besides, like, The Prestige.
Yeah, but that was awesome, yeah. Though. Just like, I want more. I want more creepy Bowie scientists.
I just want him, like, time traveling and, like, fighting aliens and, like... Actually, I think he was in Time Lincoln. Because there's a comic called Time Lincoln where, like, there's, like... It was Lincoln, Albert Einstein, George Washington Carver, Thomas Jefferson. They formed like this time traveling, like super team to like fight evil demon possessed Joseph Stalin.
Cool.
So yeah. So anyway, Abe Lincoln Vampire is out. I think like July, maybe, like June or July.
Cool.
So yes, summer, crazy. Those aren't even the big ones. That's like, because we still have like Avengers and Dark Knight. Yeah. And...
big ones.
Yeah. So other news, so Michael Bay caused some controversy earlier this week. So his company, Platinum Dunes, is making the new Ninja Turtles reboot, reimagining for the big screen. And he came out, I think it was Monday, and he said, oh, the Turtles are going to be aliens this time in our movie.
I mean, the only reason I could see where he says that is that the ooze that the Turtles get coated in is an alien ooze, and that's technically okay.
That'd be fine.
That'd be the only pass, because like that's what happened in the comic, technically.
Like if the Turtles fucking come from like turtle world, and they're like in a turtle spaceship, and like I think people would like burn down theaters and like start
right
murder like if, string Michael Bay up and like tar and feather him or something.
I mean, if it was like some weird version of ET where like they like end up on Earth, or like weird version of Transformers, like, where they just like crash land and they just like bond with like a human, like, hey,
like the Mighty,
you want to be our friend,
like the Mighty Ducks TV like cartoon.
Oh god, I forgot about that. Let's get to that. If they fucking came from like a whole planet made out of Canada and there's like a time rift or something happens,
world where then, like everyone eats pizza and I don't know what, doesn't really play sports, but like,
okay, I'm gonna call it right now. All right. He said they're going to be funny and edgy and people are going to just love them, right?
Yeah.
You know what was funny and edgy and people were supposed to just love?
The racist twins.
The racist twins from Transformers 2.
Oh, man.
Okay? I think it's going to be Teenage Mutant Negro Turtles.
Oh, my.
Okay? He's basically going to make them like these black stereotypes that, while hilarious, are just going to be god-awful. I'm calling it right now, man. That's really what it's going to be. They're going to say, like, all the hip things. Mm. And there's going to be some sort of dance number. Not a dance number, but in the trailer, they're going to be dancing to something. I'm calling it. I'm calling it, and we will come back to this podcast at the first trailer.
What are the kids listening to?
Yeah, it'll be like, yeah, shake your turtle rump, and you just hear like, my milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're just like beating up ninjas or something.
It'll probably be some like Nicki Minaj song or something. Or
yeah, someone really retarded is going to be in it too. Yeah, like LMFAO will be in the movie.
They'll be like,
you know,
like a new version of like the villain I see from 2.
If he has to have a cameo, that would actually be kind of cool.
Yeah,
but yeah, they'll probably have, like, Justin Bieber or someone retarded in it.
Justin Bieber, like, he'll be, like, the kid who finds them and, like, becomes friends with them.
With Warren Beatty as Splinter.
Yes. Ed Asner.
Hey, kids. You're turtles. And you're mutant ninjas, too.
Then they'll have, like, I don't know, who, like, Vanessa Hudgens or something as April.
Oh, God. Actually, I would be all about Katy Perry.
As April. As long as the yellow, like, jumpsuit.
Yeah, man.
Oh, man. The banana
yellow jumpsuit.
Mm-hmm. Banana yellow.
Do it. They had a nice little, like, nod to that in the first Turtles movie where she's wearing the raincoat with the shorts in the first scene.
Yeah.
I think that's her way of saying, like, yeah, we've seen it. But she can't wear a yellow jumpsuit the whole time.
Man, they'll never be able to top the original movie.
No. Guys, honestly, I love the Ninja Turtles, but I may not see this movie. Like, I may just choose to not know how awful it is. So.
You'll have a new cartoon on Nickelodeon.
That's fine.
Which looks actually kind of good.
But the fucking... ugh.
Hopefully Michael Bay doesn't have too much. I mean, it's his company, so he'll probably have a lot, but hopefully, like, he'll just, like, pop in and be like, hey, you guys should make them, dance to this song. Or, like, cast this hot, I just saw this hot chick on the Victoria's Secret catalog, go cast her.
Dude, like
okay, Michael. Yep.
I guess there were no other 80s things that they could reap and reboot. Like, I guess...
Reboot?
I guess they didn't see their remake of Nightmare on Elm Street.
Or...
They didn't see that?
All of them, then. They did Friday the 13th, too, right?
Well, here's the thing. Friday the 13th, that remake, I actually enjoyed. Believe it or not. Mm-hmm. I think... No, man. Have you seen it?
Hardly. No.
Watch it. I'm serious. Like, if you've seen the original Friday the 13th, did they need to be remade? Absolutely not. I was against it from the beginning, because I just don't see the reason for it. Make a new horror movie. It's not bad. You've got movies like Seed and Hatchet and fucking, you know, all these other sort of, like, independent horror movies that don't necessarily get wide releases, but, you know, still kick ass, and it's, like, a nice little gem that you could come across and be really happy that you found it. But with this movie, even though I was totally against it from the offset, they did a really damn good job of blending like the first 3.5 movies into one movie. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Jason looked a little Polish. He looked a little weird. Like he looked, you know, a little too human, I think. But, you know, other than that, man, they pretty much nailed it, I think. You know, the underground tunnel system was a little bit weird. I'll give them that, but it's a nice way of trying to explain how he gets everywhere.
He's like, he's Dolph Lundgren from The Punisher. He just killed him and took over his sewer system.
Yeah. So, you know, that say what you will about that. But god damn, they murdered Nightmare on Elm Street. That was so terrible.
It was.
The whole horror of Nightmare on Elm Street, at least to me, is the fact that you don't know if you can sympathize with Freddy because it's so ambiguous, at least in the first movie. Okay? You don't know if he did that to those kids. You don't know if he was a pedophile. You don't know if it was just parent hysteria. So you know what? You might be able to root for Freddy. He might be the good guy in all of this. Well, not really the good guy because he still is trying to kill their kids, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
He might be a victim. Yeah, when they get into the later movies in the original series, it gets a little bit weird because he's like the bastard son of 1,000 or of 100 men.
He's also like, yeah. He has like weird like hell worms in him or something. And
yeah, he has weird hell worms in him, and he is literally the bastard son of a nun who was raped by 100 inmates in an insane asylum. So that's a little bit much for me, but goddamn, like they just killed it dead. Mm-hmm. And now here's another classic 80s series, one that's much more near and dear to my heart, because I love horror movies, but I still have my Ninja Turtles Halloween costume from when I was a kid, you know?
Yeah.
So, that's sacred to me, you know? Like, Freddy and Jason are cool, but these are my fucking turtles, man. So don't fuck with them. Mm-hmm. Please, just don't make it. Make your own goddamn movie. Fuck up your own stuff. Make Bad Boys 3, you know?
Yeah.
Don't ruin something that doesn't need to be ruined.
So actually, speaking of horror remakes, now that we talk about that for a little bit, we got new, I think it was Friday, so it was like the perfect timing for them, I guess, but they're going to, Lionsgate and WWE Films are going to be remaking Leprechaun. And Joe just hung up.
Yeah.
Done.
You know, I didn't complete my Leprechaun collection. I'm missing Leprechaun to the Hood and Leprechaun Back to the Hood.
Which those are...
Oh, man, the one with Ice-T in it? The yep. Original? Yeah, yeah.
These are 5 and 6, right?
Yep.
Because 4 is Space, which I think is my favorite.
Leprechaun way. 4 is Leprechaun in Space, 5 is Leprechaun in the Hood, Leprechaun 6 is Back to the Hood.
Man, either... I think one of you guys should do, like, or one of us should do, like, a feature about, like, horror movies that went in space.
Oh, man. You could have Leprechaun in Space, which was really technically the first. So that is like, you know, this guy in space. Mm-hmm.
Jason X.
Then Jason X, obviously. I think Hellraiser had one in space, mm-hmm. Didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, man. When all else fails, just fucking go to space.
Chris Contingency, get on that.
Hey, man. Leprechaun used to scare the piss out of me. when I was between the ages of like 2 and 12, there was nothing scarier to me on the face of this planet than Warwick Davis as the fucking leprechaun.
Well, it's a scary design. Just like it's completely ridiculous in practice, but
oh, the movie itself is like completely ludicrous. Like, yeah. There's nothing scary about it. You know, it's actually like a good like sort of horror comedy almost. It's very tongue in cheek.
The first one was, I think, it was trying to be like a legitimate horror movie, and then I realized like his weakness is you can throw shoes at him, he'll polish them. So maybe we should try to be more funny.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the first one does have some comedy in it, but it's definitely the darkest out of all of them. Mm-hmm. Man, I tell you, if I see that DVD cover, like that big door with him opening it, it still scares me. Mm-hmm. I'm not ashamed to say that. That's like burned into my memory of shit that will always scare me. So this has a special place in my heart too. And man, you just can't even take this shit seriously.
No.
I mean, it's obviously going to be like Hornswoggle from the WWE. For those of you with lives who don't follow professional wrestling and don't know what a Hornswoggle is, it's their little Irish midget who basically is a leprechaun, or so the story goes.
Well, I don't think he dresses like a leprechaun anymore, does he?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't watched in a while.
I think he's like a serious wrestler now or something.
I'm sure he is. But, hey, I know Kane is wearing the mask again, so good job there, WWE. Yep. It only took you 10 fucking years. But yeah, man, I don't know. Like, as soon as they say WWE and leprechaun, I mean, how could it be anything else? Like, yeah. It's not going to be John Cena is leprechaun.
Oh my god, yes.
Well, they could. It'll just be a lot of editing, like useless editing.
Stone Cold Steve Austin is leprechaun. Oh, hell yeah! It's like handing out Stone Cold Stunners and shit.
I thought leprechauns were tiny.
Yeah.
You thought wrong.
He just gives people stunners. No, darn it. So, yeah, that's going to be a joke.
Like, yeah, WWE films like ran on Steam a while ago.
Like, a while ago? They made like 2 movies.
They made a bunch, but
they,
like...
They made The Marine, they made The Marine 2, they made,
The Rundown.
Oh, that's right, they did do The Rundown.
Yeah, I think it's Scorpion King, too. Scorpion King was like the first WWE film, I think.
Was it?
Yeah, no, it went Scorpion King, Rundown, and then See No Evil, and then, The Marine.
They did Condemned, then, I think, too, right?
Yeah, they also did Condemned. Yeah, so really... Actually, some of their movies weren't terrible.
Oh, Rundown was awesome. Like,
Rundown was great. Personally, I liked The Scorpion King.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
It wasn't amazing.
Like, it's basically The Rock's, like, is Conan the Barbarian.
Yeah, that's a great way of looking at it. And then, See No Evil, I didn't touch with a 30-foot pole.
The Marine is hilariously awful.
The Marine is terrible. That's, like, their Commando.
I was telling Chris we gotta do it, because Chris has never seen The Marine.
Oh, no.
We have to
encounter the Marine at some point.
Yeah,
I mean, I could probably pick up, like, the Marine double pack.
probably could.
2 is terrible.
2 is, oh, God.
Did they start, like, another, like, WWE
Ted
wrestler?
Ted DiBiase Jr.
Is he, like, a brand name? Is he a soap? I don't know. What the hell is that?
That is so
cool. You don't know the original
Ted DiBiase, the Million Dollar Man from the 80s?
Really?
You've seen The Million Dollar Man. Yeah, that's his actual son in real life.
Oh. I thought, like, the actual Million Dollar Man was in it. I'm like, he looked pretty good for his, like, age.
Yeah, plastic surgery.
So it's like Ric Flair. Like, oh, man, Ric Flair.
Yeah, it's Million Dollar Man, IRS, and Virgil are all ex-Marines in that movie. I just dropped some 80s fucking wrestling knowledge on you bitches.
But yeah, oh my god, the Marine is just like some of the like most ridiculous explosions that like people just like walk through and like don't even get burned by or like not even affected by.
Like the Punisher.
Yeah, and Robert Patrick just like chewing scenery and spitting it out.
Yeah.
As Rome.
Rome.
And
Oh god.
This guy's like the Terminator or something, and like Rob Reiner looks in the rear mirror. So anyway. Leprechaun.
Leprechaun.
Maybe other way. Yeah, possibly other way. A couple of quick other news stories. Sloane is saying Finals 2 is now back to being R.
Holler.
God, if we can convince him to do an R movie with Norris, then we can convince Michael Bay to not put real actual aliens in a Turtles movie. You know, like, miracles could happen.
I've got a really good way to convince him not to do it.
Murder him?
With a fucking katana sword. Let's do that.
Yeah, or nunchucks.
Or just, like, beat the fuck out of him with some nunchucks, or...
Just, like, dress up as Turtles and beat Michael Bay. I'm pretty sure he'd be like, I don't want to do this anymore, you know? Like, scar him from a franchise.
Yeah.
Dude, I'll do it. I really... I'm not kidding. Like, I'll throw a fist to cuff Michael Bay. Paint me up green.
Yeah.
Is that a chubby turtle? Shut up. Hold still. Take this like a man.
So, Expendables 2. Hopefully this sticks. Because... I mean, Expendables 2, PG-13, yeah. I mean, we're still all going to watch it, obviously, but it's got to be R.
Clearly.
It's got to be R. How else would you have, like, ridiculous violence in the first one? Like, Dolph Lundgren blowing that guy in half with a grenade launcher.
See, like, you can't make a PG version of that.
No.
Imagine the same scene. Now, imagine instead of, like, a grenade, he throws, like, rocks or flowers.
Shoots him in the head or something.
Oh, no. Or he shoots him, like, in the small pinky toe.
Yeah.
Yeah, warning shot.
Well, like PG-13, you can pretty much murder anyone you want, except you can't show blood. So you can, like, mow down guys, but if you show blood, it's like, oh, R.
You know, I think a 13-year-old or younger will understand, you know, boo-boos and cuts. And it's like...
boo-boos.
It's like, if people are being... like, violently thrown to the ground from a device that makes a giant explosion, and it's like, oh, he's just dead, magically, you know?
That was one of the nitpicks of, like, people like Dark Knight, where it was just, like, people were getting gunned down, and it was, like, smoke, it was, like, mist coming out of them or something.
Hey, man, I've been fucking banging the drum for an R-rated Batman movie since I read Year One, and that was sixth grade, so I get it, man, I'm down for it, but it'll never happen.
Like, people get, like, straight up, like, shotgun blast in the chest. They're just like, oh.
Ouch. Zound.
Imagine the pencil trick, and you could actually see the pencil trick.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Oh, man. Now, imagine the Joker from The Killing Joke, Joe. Oh, my God. Where he's just, like, he's just the right...
bitches.
Yeah, just, like, he's skinny, and, like, he's... Wait, does he get, No, it's the part where, like, he uses the, like, the mental breakdown on Gordon.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, he puts him in the funhouse surrounded by pictures of his dying daughter.
Like, that either needs to be a cartoon, or we just need to, like, resurrect the body of Heath Ledger and just, like, put it in to Dark Knight Rises. Oh, man. We need to voodoo his body. We need to pull a Weekend at Bernie's on Heath Ledger.
God, no. I'm down. Let's do it, Chris.
I'll see you guys in trial. So, and then last bit of news for this week is that John Carter probably going to result in a $200 million loss for Disney.
Sell your stocks now.
It made like $12.5 million over this past weekend, which is like 55% off from its horrible first weekend. So they're saying, like, if it makes $100 million, it's going to be a miracle. But it's probably going to make, like, 60 or 70, maybe.
You know, I feel kind of bad because John Carter is actually, like, a very historic piece of, like, literature and, like, inspired, like, a generation of, like, pot-smoking, like, cartoon artists from the 70s.
Well, it's probably, like, all pulp sci-fi. Basically.
Right. So it just like, it took 60 years in the making, and this is what they got.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, it was all right, but...
Right, but
that money could have probably been better spent elsewhere. or they didn't need to spend like $400 million in like horrible advertising for it.
Like, there was no advertising. It was like,
well, there was advertising, but it was just like horrible, like not explaining anything about the movie. Just like, you can jump high. And there's aliens and stuff. It's like Avatar.
I just remember the first trailer was just like, it was like, your Uncle John, he's gone. It's just like, the guy wakes up on like Mars. He's like, huh? He's like, what movie is this?
Well, they should have like, at least just call it like fucking like John Carter of Mars or something. It's like,
I think it was really just called John Carter of Mars, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I believe it
They're
was.
They're like, we can't sell Mars. People hate Mars movies. Which actually, I think it was Box Office Mojo, they did like an article about like, how, like Mars movies, and like they all are, like besides Total Recall, they all did horrible.
And even then, Mars is like in the last 20 minutes of Total Recall.
It's like 2/3 of the movie, Chris.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not there, buddy.
I think that movie goes by like really fast once he gets on Mars.
He's on Earth for like a half hour, and then he ends up on Mars. That's the whole point of the movie.
I remember him like being chased around a lot on Earth more than on Mars. But it's been a while since I saw it.
By the Dong Police.
Yeah,
in the Johnny Cab.
Johnny Cab, and then, you know, he puts on the Fat Woman mask, which scared the shit out of me when I was a kid for no reason.
Freaks.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, John Carter, I would not expect a sequel anytime soon for that.
No.
Okay, there's one more quick article, there's one more quick news thing to talk about quick. Jurassic Park 3D coming next summer. June to be, is it June or July? Let me just quick.
And I remember, I saw Jurassic Park in theaters when I was a kid.
I didn't get a chance to.
What? It was crazy.
Nor
My dad had to watch it on VHS first, just to make sure it was okay for me to watch.
I guess they heard, your parents had screening.
I guess they heard like it was bad or something.
My parents rolled the dice. They're just like, dinosaurs. Yeah, kids love dinosaurs. Like, okay.
You watch it.
This will be educational.
You watch it now and it's like so tame.
Right, yeah. Right. But I remember back in the day, like it was scary. Because like, I remember like waiting in line at the door of the theater and hearing just like the sound effects. Mm-hmm. Not quite knowing what I was to expect. I was like, five or six.
That's crazy.
What was it? Jurassic Park was 1990.
Is it 1992? Two or three, I think.
Yeah, so it's definitely like one of the first movies I saw that like I have vivid memories of, besides like Lethal Weapon 3.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, oh man, Jurassic Park.
Yeah, it's coming out July 19th, 2013. Hopefully it gives them some time to make a good conversion of it.
Right, but I'm saying, like, why is it taking, like, almost a year for them just to, like, upconvert it to 3D?
Well, the longer you do it, the better the conversion is.
Yeah.
Like, if you do it quick, you get, like, Clash of Titans. Where, like, people's heads are, like, floating off in 3D and, like, everything else is not 3D.
But I could touch Newman as he's typing in the computer.
Mm-hmm. 3D hacking action. Oh my god. Mr. DNA in 3D. That's going to be amazing.
Dino DNA.
We create a living dinosaur.
We use frog DNA.
So,
don't ask us how we do
it. To complete the code and fill the holes. I mean, yeah. a lot of parts that Jurassic Park would probably be awesome in 3D. Like the whole T-Rex sequence and stuff.
It's hard to imagine until you actually see it.
Like, I'm kind of excited to just, like, watch it in theaters for the first time.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Like, even if it's 3D.
I should reenact it. I should just, like, get just so drunk I time warp in my own head where I'm, like, 5 again. You know?
Instead of, like, throwing popcorn in, like, kids' trays, or, like, kids' popcorn, probably.
Spilling half my box of overpriced candy on the floor.
Chris just walked into the theater. Da, 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 da. Like, sir, you need to leave. Roar.
I'm a velociraptor.
Roar.
Clever girl.
I said dress up as Muldoon. go there. Smart girl. Just, like, hit people on the way to my seat.
You didn't say the magic word.
I should post, like, a Craigslist post and, like, group to look, reenact Jurassic Park.
You get, like, everyone, like, you get, like, a Nedry and a Grant and, like, a Hammond and, like, all of the characters.
I'll get, like, a, oh, man, who's the lawyer character? Just get, like...
Gennaro.
Trying to... Just get a lawyer character. Right, you're the lawyer, because you're bald.
Aww.
Come on.
Did you see the College Humor sketch where he was actually in it?
Yeah, they actually, like, found him, like, hey, you're not doing anything. Want to be in a skit about a movie you were in, like, 20 years ago?
So, yeah, so next summer, if the world doesn't end, we'll have Jurassic Park 3D.
Hey, guys, a little bit of late-breaking news. Has anyone seen Michael Bay's response to the fans about the Ninja Turtles movie?
Yeah, we was like, yo, guys, chill out, man. Fucking nerds.
Yeah.
I can't remember what he said about the alien, it was not, like, alien or...
These turtles are from an alien race, and they are going to be tough, edgy, funny, and completely lovable.
Yeah.
Fans need to take a breath and chill. They have not read the script. Our team is working closely with one of the original creators of Ninja Turtles to help expand and give a more complex backstory. Relax, we are including everything that made you become fans in the first place. We are just building a richer world. Not the case, Michael.
They're obviously collaborating with, I can't remember which one is the crazy one.
I thought they were,
like,
both Eastman, slowly became crazy.
Eastman and Laird, I think. Well, one of them was, like, he wrote the first couple issues where, like, it's Daredevil, they're on the street, they're murdering gangsters, they're, like, murdering gangs, it's awesome. And then the other guy was like, man, they should go in space and, like, find a robot. It's, like, a running away from a Triceratops people, and there's other aliens, and... But, like, you know, like, the first six issues is, like, straight up, like, ninja Daredevil story, and then it turns into, like, crazy sci-fi. They're, like, getting transported to different planets and, like, fighting aliens and...
Mm-hmm.
So, crossing over with, like, weird independent comic characters. So, it's different news, I think. So, when we get to New Age Roundup, then we can wrap this thing up.
Gotcha.
So, pretty easy pick of the week this week. It's the Muppets.
Yeah.
You guys definitely need to check it out.
Mm-hmm.
It features the Oscar-winning song Manor Muppet.
Jermaine, Brit.
And also, Best Supporting Muppet of the everything, the Kick-Ass Awards from this last year, 80s Robot. And I think there's, like, about five different versions of the Muppets out right now. You can get, like, a Blu-ray combo, DVD combo, Blu-ray combo, DVD combo with, like, the soundtrack. Which I would say that's the best one, the Waka Waka value pack.
Why? That's what's called with the soundtrack included?
Yeah, you get DVD, Blu-ray, digital copy, and digital soundtrack download.
Okay. That's a little crazy, because, you know, probably a year from now, you probably get, like, a bundle pack or something.
Every Muppet movie.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty awesome. They're all Blu-ray. Also, this week you have The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, the American remake. Joe, you said you had that coming, or you got it? Or
Yeah, it didn't actually show up today, so next week I'll have it.
You can talk about the crazy opening sequence, which is like the weirdest Bond opening ever.
Yeah, I'll let you know.
Weird, like, oil fetish Bond opening with, like, dragons and shit.
Nice. I'm just hoping to see some good tits. That's really all it comes down to.
I think I saw some when I was walking in and out of the movie, checking it.
Sweet.
What, you saw some tits? Awesome.
Yeah, it's R-rated movies are playing in the theater, Chris. She was walking in and out.
That's what I'm telling you, man.
It's like
the joy of watching an R-rated movie. You're almost guaranteed a titty.
It's one of the weirdest things about working at a movie theater. You're just like walking, it's like, oh, there's tits, okay.
Nice.
Everyone's fine, okay. I'm walking out.
He like flips a coin and takes a bite out of an apple, like, yeah.
He's like yelling at people in the audience, like, yo, you guys see those tits? Anyway, also this week, actually making its North American official debut, Battle Royale.
Yeah.
And they have a crazy, like, complete collection that has the original on Blu-ray. I think you get DVD copies of the original. You get the director's cut of the original. You get Battle Royale 2, which I've heard is awful.
Oh, I own them. I own the original one.
Yeah.
And I actually own three versions of Battle Royale.
None of them official, though, right? They're just, like, weird
bootleg. Actually, the
or, like, two of them are official. Like, Asian or something, or European?
The first one I own is, like, super Asian. It was, like, back when it first got released on DVD in Japan, I eBayed them. I got one, and it's, like, you can only use, like, a hacked DVD player to watch it. And then the number two Battle Royale is just, like, if you like Battle Royale 1, don't ever watch Battle Royale 2. It just spits in the face of, like, anything that first movie stood for.
Yeah.
Battle Royale, the book, was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
The novel, it's actually, like, a really detailed story, because it's, like, you hear all these, like, characters' backstories, and it's, like, they're, because it's, like, a story is just, like, how good is your will to survive, and, like, what would you do to live? You know?
Yeah.
And so you read all these, like, depressing little side stories with these people, these characters that are like, when I make it out of this island, like, I'm going to do this. And then they just get killed and, like, shit.
They get, like,
they're not going to.
Man, I got a shitty weapon. I got, like, a taser or something.
One kid had a pot. One kid. The main hero gets a pot lid.
Like a kettle pot or, like.
No, just a pot lid. Oh, like, that you put on one of those, like, soup kitchen style pots. Mm-hmm. He just gets one of those. And then, like, he just, like, hits people in the face with that for a while. But then some people get, like, hatchets. Some people get, like, random. For the listeners who don't know, Battle Royale is a fucked up future program where it's, like, the Japan is so overcrowded and the world's so fucked up that the only way they control, like, who goes on to, like, the next level of, like, life of, like, let's say college and whatnot is, like, they pit a random group of Japanese school district students all into, like, an island, and then they have to kill each other for 3 days where there's only, like, one winner left. And if no one wins after 3 days, everyone dies by, like, a bomb collar they all wear. And it's really a fucked up idea, but it's entertaining because it's so, like, it's like watching a train wreck, but it's like knowing that everything's okay inside, you know? It's just such a fucked up, like, concept.
Mm-hmm.
I
just like trying to like steal some Hunger Games thunder. Like, hey, we like the original Hunger Games, guys.
Well, they were.
And then they were, but it's like
I'm pretty sure there's like other like you know it's
y'all like the Hunger Games. Come check out Battle Royale.
I'm surprised no one's trying to remake the most dangerous game.
That's sort of like what Hunger Games like basically what they all are.
Yeah, hunting humans and stuff.
Yeah. There's been
most dangerous game is original.
There's been so many like most dangerous game ripoffs.
Yeah, Hard Target.
Hard Target, and, like there's an episode of Archer this season. And it was basically the most deadliest game.
I'm trying to think of
was that Rutger Hauer movie? I think it was like Rutger Hauer and Gary Busey. Oh,
what?
Surviving the Game. Yeah, look that one up.
Is that the one on Netflix?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I see a picture of that. Just like, this is the weirdest combo.
It looks like some like Photoshop. They didn't have like an official like photo for the movie. So they just like took a screenshot and like put text on it.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. And I was like, did my computer break? What is this?
So anyway, Battle Royale out this week. Complete collection. Also, Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy is out this week.
Yeah.
I want to check that out. I heard Gary. I think we all heard Gary Oldman's amazing in it.
Yeah, we know he's great.
And then just like pretty much every awesome British actor in this movie.
Yeah.
Also, a year later, Hop is out on Blu-ray.
Yeah, finally.
That one, Russell Brand is the Easter Bunny. Man.
Can't wait.
That's like the risk you take when you like release a holiday movie. It's like you have to like if you miss the holiday like DVD window, you have to like wait an entire year. Also, like makes no sense. No one cares. Like, if you if you're just like a holiday movie, it's like wait till like next December to like release the DVD of it.
Huh.
Like, I remember like Christmas Carol, like the CG one, like it came out like November, like the year after.
I have not seen that movie with the Jim Carrey thing because yeah. People forgot like it came out. I think
it's okay.
Eh.
It actually is like probably like some of the best 3D I've seen in theaters. Like there's like the beginning part where like you're like flying over London, and like actually got like the sort of like roller coaster like your stomach rising up in your throat a little bit.
Didn't old people get sick from that?
Maybe. I know a lot of people are like, 3D makes me sick, or I get a headache. So let's see what else is up this week. We have, The Sitter is up this week.
Oh, God.
The final performance of Fat Jonah Hill.
I know. Then he, like, ate, he, like, bled out fat.
He, like, lost half of himself. He split into two people or something.
Somewhere in the world, there's a Jonah Hill, like,
it's like
blob, roaming.
Yeah, the evil Jonah Hill.
Or the funny Jonah Hill. Actually, no, apparently, isn't 21 Jump Street doing really well?
Yeah, I've heard it's pretty awesome, actually. I actually, like, watched a little bit of it and looked actually pretty funny. they know it's, like, stupid to, like, remake 21 Jump Street, so like, they make fun of that a lot.
Well, that's really got Johnny Depp on the getaway. He did really, I mean, 21 Jump Street was such a stupid concept, it had more than 10 episodes. That's the crazy thing.
They tried to make it, like, it was like, super serious. Like, it was like Miami Vice or something. Like,
yeah, but, like,
a serious cop show.
Oh, and all the busting was, like, just whiny high school suburban kids who, like, I have some alcohol. It's like, you're busted. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That went on for 20-something more episodes.
Have you heard the theme song? The theme song sounds like it's from, like, a TJF comedy or sitcom or something.
Yeah, it starts off like a digital drum kit. I remember that. I don't remember the words to it, but it's nothing as epic as what we just heard about Steel Justice.
like jump, 21 Jump Street.
Yep. I remember, like, the 21 was, like, graffiti.
Yeah.
It was so, like, it's time.
Also, this week you have Adventure of Tintin, Season 2. The cartoon that was on Nickelodeon and HBO, I think. Oh, yeah, Batman Brave and the Bold, Season 2.5 or something.
I don't follow that one too well.
Season 2, Part 2.
Oh, good.
Those were, like,
just...
I'm sure they're going to release, like, the whole season at some point, so I don't know why you would buy, like, parts of it, but...
If you really got to get your Batman fix.
Mm-hmm. Also coming out this week, you have Creature, which actually came out in theaters last year, and if Bucky Larson hadn't come out, it would have been probably the biggest pop of last year.
Is that the one where, like, the girl gets tied up and...
Yeah, I think... I don't know. The poster had, like, a guy in a suit. Like, clearly a guy in a suit. Like, I think it's sort of like he's kind of like Creature from the Black Lagoon sort of thing. They completely changed the, for the DVD cover. I remember the original poster was like so stupid.
I don't remember, like, I kind of remember this movie, but I kind of don't, because something about my brain's telling me
It was out for literally 2 weeks. And it also came out the same weekend as Bucky Larson, so they both bombed horribly.
Man, can you imagine that one person who had to flip a coin to decide what he was going to watch?
Creature or Bucky Larson. Whoever wins, we lose.
Yeah.
And then last thing out this week, we have on Blu-ray, The Hills Have Eyes 2, the original one.
Does the sequel, like, take place after the first one?
I think it does. I think Wes Craven still directed it, too.
Nice. I don't know. I kind of like the first movie. It's very gritty. It's something you only watch, like, once or twice, and then you're like, it's kind of hard to watch, because it's like, it's like, you watch it for the shock value, you don't watch it for, like, anything else.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, it's like, Wes Craven did, like, all his early movies, like, really crazy and horrible, like, Last House on the Left, the original one.
Oh, yeah. Like, those definitely are movies just, like, shock people who, like, aren't used to, gore. But it's not like, oh, it's Sunday, I guess I'll put on...
Well, it was like
Last House on the Left.
70s, there was like serial killers running around and stuff, so it was, people were doing, I don't know, heroin or something, so...
Vietnam was going on, back then. So...
People were on edge. And in a dark place as a country. So that is it for new releases this week. Definitely check out Muppets. I think there's a couple other good ones. I'm going to try to check out Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy. Battle Royale. So, I think that's going to do it for this week, unless there's anything else, Chris, you can think of.
No, that we covered a lot today.
Yes.
So. See what happens.
Lots of wonderful tangents about WWE movies and...
They're focused tangents, though.
The Punisher.
The Punisher. It's only because, you know...
It's fresh.
It's still fresh.
The wounds are still fresh.
I can still close my eyes and see the Punisher sitting naked in a sewer.
So,
or Joe just, like, doing his God rant.
Yeah. So, yeah, so speaking of the Punisher, www.everythingextra.com, you can come download the Punisher commentary, and if you could somehow find a copy of the DVD of the Punisher, or maybe through some other means on the internet, I don't know. I'm not suggesting anything.
You can write Dolph Lundgren an email saying, I would like a copy of your movie.
He probably has, E.T. style, like the E.T. video game, but he's, like, bought, like, all the copies, so no one, like, they all got returned. He just keeps them.
Dolph Lundgren has a bed full of them.
Like, George Lucas would, like, call it a duck. Just, like, trying to, like, stop it from, like, existing. But if you can find a DVD copy, definitely download the commentary, sync us up with it. We'll try to help you survive the experience.
We guaranteed fun, but we don't guarantee survival.
Yeah. I guarantee lots of Dolph Lundgren impressions. And I was trying to, like, figure out what's going on in the background of scenes and stuff. And then also on the site, we have a bunch of, like, all our usual features. We have newest roundup, musical montage. Actually, this week, one of the things to watch for Show and Tell, Scott Pilgrim, featured the music from Scott Pilgrim.
That's, like, one of the best parts of the movie,
yeah.
Is the music. And it's, like,
plot point. It's a weird plot point.
Yeah.
So. And it doesn't hurt that, like, Beck and, like, other, like, Metric and, like, a bunch of other people that, like, did wrote the music for it. Trying to think what else. List from the top 10 over-the-top villain deaths. Definitely come check that out too, our latest top 10 list. And just a ton of other stuff on the site as well, so come check that out. We're on Facebook.com/everything.action is our Facebook page. You can come like us on there. You can see news stories we find, and all the, like, videos and all sorts of different stuff we find on the internet. We put them on the Facebook page. And so if you want, like, up-to-date movie news that we find, we can go to the Facebook page and like it and the up to date there. Also, everything from the site goes up there as well, so you can see when stuff goes up on the site. Twitter.com/EVAction is our Twitter account. You can follow us on there. You can see stuff and retweet if you find, like, something funny or interesting or news stories. And also, stuff from the site goes up there as well. And we also live blog movies that we were watching sometimes. What did Joe live blog recently? Can't remember. You mentioned it last week, but I can't remember who it was. Chris?
Yeah?
Do you remember what Joe was live blogging last week on Twitter?
Jack and Jill?
Yes. So you get quality content like that. Like, us live blogging Jack and Jill.
Yeah, we're sorry.
So yeah, twitter.com/EVAction. Come follow us in there. And we're on iTunes if you want to go to the iTunes Music Store. Search for Everything Action. You can... Start the podcast on there, rate us, leave comments. Definitely give us some reviews, because it helps us get bumped up in the music store a little bit.
Cool.
5 stars, preferably, but any reviews are welcome. And you can also get our app on the iTunes store. It's free for your iPhone or iPod Touch, and you get the last 20 users on the site, and also listen to the podcast on there. And it's new and improved, so definitely come, if you haven't downloaded that yet, definitely download that. And You email us at contact@nerdyinternational.com. So for Chris and Joe, I'm Zach, and we will see you next week.